Thursday Shir Samach Vav.
We're holding in Tesvis. The first sheet of Tesvis was Shitas Rav Alfas, Shitas Arif. Shitas Arif. That the Arif holds that Halacha k'Rav Poppe v'Ravuna b'Rei d'Rabbi Yeshua, that kol milimeter. That kol milimeter, what it means that kol milimeter, one of the two, or it means everything is meter, so you could give kesef, karka, metaltelim, and the only thing you can give is ibuz. Kol milimeter, kepshutoy, without the muki yosef b'shem derama. So you could give metaltelim, you could give money, you could give meter, the only thing you can give is ibuz. Kulu ka'ovis l'shalem imeter, then you can give ibuz. So the ganze halacha is what you can give. Everything else you could give. Money you could give, metaltelim you could give. The only thing you can give is a karka beinonis. The chiddush we know, nezikim beidis, is one thing you can give. See the second side of the Mekhi Yosef? No, nezokim beidis is a parsha that is called idis. Money is idis. So money is idis. Then, after money, metaltelim is idis, and then karka toivo is idis, and then ziburis. But we pass like a pope and Ravuna Rav Yeshua that kol milimeter. And Ravuna holds all kesef or meter. Shal zachin you can give only b'delesri. This was the shita sarif. We explained yesterday that it's a real lomdash machlekes. Rapop of Ravuna Rav Yeshua learned that the yesod of meitav is to get money. Val the yesod of meitav is to get money. Doesn't the yesod of meitav to get money? The yesod of meitav is to get money. So call me le meitav. Everything could bring me to money. What nante, one is more, one is less. Ravuna holds the yesod of meitav is something good. Karka toivo, kesef. Shal mila not called meitav. This is Be'etzem, the way we will mind me the machlekes, the way the Rif and Rashi are mind me the machlekes, if we're learning that Rav Huna is Cholek and Rav Poppe, and well as a sugya that Vav Amud Bey is Rav Poppe and Rav Huna and Yeshua call me Le'meidav, they learn the Pshat and Meidav like the Gemara speaks it out. The reason Hashem said Meitav is the Mikvah Sele Zvine. And Ravuna holds Meitav means Meitav something good. And Meitav we don't say Kol Mile Meitav. Halocha? Like a Rav Poppe Ravuna Bar Rabbi Yeshua. That Kol Mile Meitav. This is the way the Rif Paskins La Halocha. And we pass like a Rav Poppe Ravuna Bar Yeshua that Kol Mile Meitav. Then Tesis brings down V'Rabinu Tam Einoi Soiverke. Rabinu Tam disagreed. The Meforesh is a klal in Rabbeinu Tam that the Rishonim heard from Rabbeinu Tam, Gimel Chalukas. Rabbeinu Tam made a sikum of the halachas and he made three chalukas: dinei nezikim, dinei baal choyv, and dinei poyel. And Rabbeinu Tam written down like this: the Meforesh yesh gimel dinim benezokim oy kesef oy meita. The less way, so then he gives a filu subi. The less way, a filu subi. And if he doesn't have, he gives subi. This is the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Kesef or meita. The less way, he gives subi. The less way, he gives subi. Zog de Rosh, what Rabbeinu Tam meant when he said this halacha? Rabbeinu Tam says the halacha kesef or meitav, and if you don't have, you give metaltelim ve'afilu suvi. you don't have, you give it tadli ve'afilu sugi. What is the pshat? Zog the Rosh, I have two pshat in how to learn pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. One way to learn Rabbeinu Tam, one way to learn Rabbeinu Tam, as Rabbeinu Tam halt, as Rabbeinu Tam halt as vos, that be'etzem is machleik is Rav Pope ve'ravune barel Rabbi Yeshua. אז מחלק יש רפופה ורב רבי ישוע ורבונה and רבי נותם decided to pass כאן הלוכה כרבונה. You write that רפופה ורבונה ורבי ישוע they hold כל מילימטר, אבל רבי נותם decided to pass כאן not כל מילימטר, he decided to pass כאן like רבונה, כסף או מיטר, he passed כאן כסף או מיטר. He didn't pass in Rapopa from Rabbi Yeshua. He passed in Ravuna. Ah, how you can pass in against a Miroim that will basroi? If I can't, Valdi Gmori bought Ravuna, the last one. So we want to pass in a locha like Ravuna. So if he the first son, Rabbi Nutam holds, it's Machleik is Rapopa for Ravuna Barin Rabbi Yeshua. The Alocha ki Ravuna. Rapopa holds, call me the Meitav. Ravuna holds, loy kol mila meitav, I pass in aloche like Ravuna. Ina mizog de Rosh, you can't pass in aloche like Ravuna. You can't pass in aloche like Ravuna. The Teretz is, Ravuna is not choylek on Rav Popa ve Ravuna ben Rabbi Yeshua. He learns pshat, they said kol mila meitav, he's explaining, not that kol mila meitav means that everything is equal to meitav. Kesef and Meitav is number one. They only came to explain, then it's Kol Mila Meitav. Why, when you give Metaltelim, also give the best of the Metaltelim? Why you could give Subi? The Teretz is Kol Mila Meitav. And Metaltelim is no difference if you give a car, a book, Kol Mila Meitav, because you could sell everything. So there's no difference in the Metaltelim. Even Subim is considered Meitav. This is the Rosh. So the Etzem, the Rosh has two Mehalchim. Why Rabbi Nutam paskins like Ravuna? Why Rabbi Nutam paskins what he paskins that you don't have to give? That Rabbi Nutam holds that you have to give Kesef and Meitav and Kol Mila is only with the Eved? The Loike Rapope Vareinu Rabbi Yeshua. Other he learns as Machlekes Asugyes, like we learned before that it's Machlekes Asugyes. He learns as the Zelbe Machlekes Asugyes. He learned that the Zelba Machlek is a Sugis. And the Zelba Machlek is a Sugis. And he paskins la aloche like Ravuna. He paskins la aloche like Ravuna. He paskins la aloche like Ravuna. Machlek is a Sugis and he paskins la aloche like Ravuna. It's very schwer. Amiroim Kadmoini, Basroi. Other name. He holds that he has no Machlek is a Sugis. He holds that he has no Machlek is a Sugis. Ravuna came to explain. Pshat in Rav Pope. Da'ainu, Ravuna is mechadesh, even if Rav Pope, first kesef in Meitav, second choice is kol mila Meitav. These are the words of Rabbi Rosh, chkira bedas Rabbi Nutam. So, when you learn it kipshutoi, as you learn the Rosh Hashorim, when you learn it kipshutoi, lechure comes out like this. לפי תייספס, לפי דריף, everyone, הלוכה כרפופה ברבי ישוע, כל מילימטר. רבונה didn't hold like that, he also have to give a good piece, a good piece is other קרקע, other money. בסדר, הלוכה like רפופה. רבי נותם came in the paskins, other כסף, other מיטב, כל מילה is only בדיעבד. כל מילה is only בדיעבד, ממש. סבורס הפוכס מנהלמוקי יוסף. He paskins, כל מילה is only בדיעבד. Klav the Rosh, why he passed him like that? He holds like the Rif that it's Machlekes Asugyes, and he just decided to pass him like Ravuna, or he didn't hold that it's Machlekes Asugyes. He was Mechadesh in Rav Pope, that Rav Pope holds Kesef or Meitav, and if not, you give Kol Mila. This is the Tzure of the Rosh bringing down Rabbeinu Tam. Zog the Rosh Hashorim, I have a Nafkemina Ladina. It's not stam. That to say nafkemila. It's a perech. I mean, the Rosh is not mashma that it's nafkemila ledine. The Rosh says the Rabbeinu Tam, and he declares belomdes. He means A or he means B. Zakta, I have a Pashtun of Kamina Ladina. What would be if a person has metaltalim and zibulis? What he has to give? So come what is cheshbon? We'll learn the sugya. Lefi rapapa v'ravuna v'rein Rabbi Yeshua, what do you have to give? If you have metaltalim and ziburis. Lefi rapapa v'ravuna Rabbi Yeshua, what do you have to give? Kol milimeter, so what do you have to give? Metaltalim. So lefi rapapa v'rein Rabbi Yeshua, poshet, you have to give metaltalim. Kol milimeter. Lefi ravuna, kesef or meitav, if I don't have that, stam when you learn the Gemara, you give ziburis, metaltalim, everything is the same. So, before Rabbi Nuta, if we learn stam, lefi the rif, so lefi Rav Popa, Rabbi Yeshua, if you have kesef, and you have ziburis or metaltalim, you have to give metaltalim, kol mila meitav, when you have meitav. And the Kiesef said the metaltalim even before the karka, even before the Yiddis. And she'enkel lefi ravune, there's other kesef, other meitav. If you don't have these two, so you start with garnish. Ziburis is garnish. Metaltalim is garnish. You can give what you want. Now, lo meklerem, zog de Rosh Hashorim, lefi rabinu tam, what a bidaloch. You have metaltalim or ziburis? What do you have to give? Zog de Rosh Hashorim, lo is ois cheshbon. If you learn pshat that he's choylet, he holds as machlekes ravune v'rapop el Rabbi Yeshua, machlekes davov and davtes, davov holds kol mile meitav, and davtes holds only kesef and meitav is meitav, the rest is not meitav, you could give it, but it's not meitav. So you could give what you want. Sai ziburi, sai metaltalim. This is glad. This chelek is for sure emes. This chelek is for sure emes. As they will fear a popper, we said before, you have to give metaltalim because kol mila meitav. Lefi ravune, other kesef is meitav, other meitav is meitav. The rest is not meitav. As if I have a pot and a car and a washing machine, I can give what I want. I have a ziburis. All these things are not meitav. So if it's a machleikus, it's poshut. Zog de Rosh Hashorim. But if you learn like the first side of the Rosh, that ravune is going in Rav Popper. Just he holds first karka and kesef, and then shar mili. And then he holds shar mili. Aber shar mili is vayto meitav. Shar mili is vayto meitav. If shar mili is vayto meitav, so avade it comes before the ziburis. As I zog the Rosh Hashanah. Bashkof Rishonah is 100% right. No? Why not? If Rav Popa holds like, if Rav Huna is a Hemshech and a Hezber and Rav Popa, and he's Mazbud the Din of Kol Milimeitav, he's Mazbud the Kol Milimeitav, that the Gedder in Kol Milimeitav is that first Kesef and Karka, and if not, you give Shar Mili. This is the way the Rosh explained it. If this is what he learns, and you must be pshat, that he's learning pshat and kol mile meitav, that lekatchile, you give kesef and karka, and then you give kol mile. So avad lechure, kol mile is meitav, and ziburis is ziburis. So you have to give kol mile. This is the shtickle of the Rosh Hashanah. I think, even though the Rosh Hashanah says it, but it's a shtickle of Ore. It's a shade enough kemine. The Rosh didn't say it. The Rosh is mashma, he's only betting the pshat is azay, the pshat is azay. He had to say, v'naf kemine ledina. V'naf kemine ledina. V'naf kemine ledina. Why he doesn't say v'naf kemine ledina? I think if you see good the Rosh, and I found the Nachlas Dovid, I couldn't see it now inside. Remember, I saw the Nachlas Dovid. Nachlas Dovid says he wants to understand how Ravune goes inside Rav Popa and Ravune Barid Rabbi Yeshua. They said kol mile meitav. Now Zog Rosh, one pshat, Ravune is not choylet. He just came to explain them that first kesef and then meitav and then kol mile meitav. Maybe you could explain to me how it goes in the words. How Ravune is a hezbar inside Rav Popa and Ravune Barid Rabbi Yeshua? How it's a hezbar? They said kol milimeitav. The Rosh says that it's b'diavad. The Rosh says it's b'diavad. The Rosh explains. So when you read that Gemara, you think it's equal. Came Ravuna. Ma, I don't understand. The Muki Yosef said it's the same. All the Rishonim said that they meant that it's the same. So Ravuna came to explain that it's not the same. Again, they learn. When you read Rav Popov and Rav Yeshua, you learn that it's the same. As I said, the Muki Yosef. Not only the same, it's even more. One second. Zog the Rosh, he came to explain them. Why the Rosh says it though? I don't know why the Rosh. I'm going with the Rosh says. The Rosh says that all of the Rishonim learned that it's a machlekes. I learned Zog the Rosh it's a machlekes. Rav Popov and Rav Yeshua call me lemeitav. Ravuna doesn't hold from it, and we pass it like Rav Popov. Other Rabbi Nutam decided it's a machlekes, and he passes like Ravuna. Other Ravuna is not chaylek. He's going to be masbir in what they said. They said kol milimeitav, and that is explaining kesef oik meitav, and if not, kol milimeitav. How you explain it? Zog de nachlas David. If you see the Rosh inside, the Rosh explains pshat like this. The Rosh says pshat as a zog de Rosh. Ravuna told us that what they meant kol milimeitav, they didn't mean what the Muki Yosef understands, that kol mile meitav. The Muki Yosef understand kol mile is equal to meitav. What means equal to meitav? Meitav is a feste karka. Money is a meitav. Metaltelim is also worth the same. Why metaltelim is worth the same? Because you could sell it. It's not a stipend. Well, every meitav, the chkirin meitav is that the yosef meitav is that you could make money. So every zach is like meita. Every zach is like meita. Every zach is like meita. Zog de nachlas David. No. He came to say a different shot. Meita is meita. Kesef is kesef. Metaltelim are not meita. They're so cheap. They're goldish. It's not something good. Metaltelim are not meita. They're not something good. So what they came to say? You ask me a stira, stiras apsukim. It says meitav and it says yoshiv. I'll tell you an answer. If you have meitav, you give meitav. If you don't have meitav, you give yoshiv. You give yoshiv. Oh, but we had a kasha, even when you give yoshiv, why to give sukim? Give him a better metaltelim. When a person has a karka, give him the best karka. Hashem said meitav, the best karka. You don't have the best karka? The best car. You don't have the best car? The best bread. The best bread, the best shirt. I'm going to give him a meitav. A Papa Rabbi Yeshua said, metaltelim kol mile meitav. And metaltelim, it doesn't make a difference. And I will explain. And the karka, the mile of meitav, karka is something very good. Choshuv. Why meitav and karka is meitav? The whole world pays a billion, they will pay for this karka. Shvachikarka, they will not say so much. Metaltelim, you're right, in this country, people will pay for a car a lot of money, for bread garnish. Go to Auschwitz, bread is worth a billion, a car is worth nothing. Metaltelim change from place to place. If Leim is not in Ocha, somewhere else it will be worth money. So there's no musig of meitav, and metaltelim. Again, metaltelim alein, the whole picture? Shvach is chayre. Again, no. I want to explain. Meitav means something good. And a karka, something good is not because the eker mator is to get money. Hashem wants you to get something good. And a karka, what is something good? A good something good? And metaltelim, what means something good? Here, people, lemoshel, a sefer, and Eretz Yisrael is the best thing. You go to the goyim, sefer is worth garnish. Sefer is worth garnish. It changes from place to place. So, but again, a sefer and a karka, avada karka is called meitav. Avada karka is meitav. So if you ask me a shayla lemoshel, ziburis or a cheer, no one said a cheer is more meitav from ziburis. No one said. No, I want to remind me the dvorim. Things the dvorim nechoinim. It's a sikum from the Inyan. The Rishonim learned Kol Milameitav. The Yesod that we said, and Reuven says it in Siman Vav, this was started by Chiddush Arim, that the Yesod of the Sugya is, what is the Yesod of the Sugya? The Yesod of the Sugya is that we thought that the Yesod of Meitav means something good. Karka is something very good. Money is also very ganz fine. Metaldalim is garnished. Firashi, even Metaldalim, we thought maybe that is something good. And the Gemara answered, this was the whole red, that the Gemara and Davov answered, you have a mistake. The Chefzeh of Meitav is to make money. This is the Chefzeh of Meitav. So call me Le Meitav. The Pashtas, everything is equal. Came the Nemuki Yosef, B'Shem the Ramah, not only everything is equal, money is the best. Well, this is what the Torah wants, so first give money, then give metaltalim, then give karka, the eager is to make money. The Goyen said that even Ravuna holds like that. But this was the Sugi and the Vavamud base. Came the Sugi and the Aftes and said, no, only Kesef for Meita. The Rif learns Machlekes Asugis, the Vavamud base and the Aftes, it's Machlekes Rapop and Moshua mit Ravuna. We explain Pshat, the Rishayim that learned that it's a Machlekes, Daftes Ravuna holds back to the second side of the Chakira. Meitav means something good. Kesef is a good. Karka is good. Metaltalim nish. This is the Machlekes. And Alochik Rapope. And yesterday we gave that to answer that it's not Machlekes Sforas Afuchas. Here Rapope says to give Metaltalim first, and Ravuna holds not to give Metaltalim. Because if you want to make money, so metaltalim are the easier to make money. If you're asking if it's good, metaltalim is not considered a choshev ezach. As choshev ezach, it's not a choshev ezach. Easier to make money, maybe it's easy to make money out of it. But it's nishkin choshev ezach. The man is nishkin svoras afuchas. The goyim was asking svoras afuchas. Muki Yosef says, la'alocha to give metaltalim even before. And Ravuna holds, la'alocha, you can't give even metaltalim, only by the heaven. It's not a Svoras Afuchas. Maybe we said Rashi, Spiras and Rashi. Lefi Ravune, Kesef and Meitav is the same thing. Masha'inken, Lefi Rapope, Avad the Kesef is first. Because the whole point is to get the money. And the money alone. And the money alone is the money. The Meitav is I could make money. If you have money, give money. That's the Gemara Machlekes HaSugyos. Now, Rabbi Nutam came and he said, I'm passing La'aloche only Kesef and Meitav. Metaldalim is the second choice. Even that, you know, Rabbi Nutam is like kilo, one shitter. I said, when you learn what become a kulu oves l'shalem in meitav, for Rabbi Nutam, it's gishmak, it's a din meitav. And the Rishonim lefi Rav Pope took out the din meitav that he kemat doesn't exist. Tartarim is good, money is good, karka is the last choice. Don't see the choyma rakushi. And the Rosh Kler, vazi the pshat in Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nutam Taker was going with our Shtikul Teire, that we call it the Rif Shtikul Teire, that it's Machlekes HaSugyos. And he just took a tzad, he passed like Ravuna. Other name, can't pass like Ravuna. These are Meroim Rapope, Meroim Yeshua, these are Meroim Basroi. So the Rosh himself, you see inside, says, yeah, but I have an answer. Why it's in the end? Rashi and Akashi, why we waited till the end? We especially waited till the end. And not only that, we'll see the Hemshire Gemor, V'chen Amar Avasi. The Meister Ravasi also holds a Gavuna. So it's not the Choshev HaMoich that holds a Gavuna. It's Maskolas HaGemore. V'chen Amar Ravasi. Sof Marayim Kekarka. The music Sof Marayim Kekarka is Mashma Take that it's either one. Sofim is like Karka. This is one side of the Rosh. Second side Zog the Rosh. You can't say it's a Machlekes. So the Goyen went in his Shtikul Teir and he said, oh, Ravuna also meant to say Rapope. He just gave the order first money, then Metaltalim. This was the Rosh, the Goyen that went to turn Ravuna to be like Rapope. The Rosh comes and he says, no, I'm also going to say now that Ravuna is like Rapope. He's not Choylek. And he just came and he took Rapope and he made an order in Rapope's din. And he said that if you're Rapope, the order is Kesef or Karka, and if not, you give Metaltalim. Rapope didn't speak out, he just said, call me Lemeitav. And Ravuna made an order in the Pasuk. First the first two things, and then the last two things. So when the Olam here, they learn Balabatish. Like we feel the Muki Yosef, Kesef, then Metaltalim, then Karka. Ravuna made Kesef and Metaltalim, and Kesef and Karka, and then Metaltalim. He made an order. This is interesting. that the Muki Yosef learns metaltrim aso choshuv. He puts them in the top of the order, and lefi Ravuna, lefi the Rosh, they're in the bottom of the order. Say it. They're in the bottom of the order. Yeah, those are the two asatvot. Came the Rosh Hashanah and said, if this is the way the world brings down the Rosh, we'll come and afkimin eladina. If you hold that he doesn't hold from Rapope, so he holds that only good is called Meitav, Kesef and Karka. Everything else is not called Meitav. So if I have Ziburis or Metaltalim, I could choose what I want. Mashenkin, if he holds like Rapope that it's called Meitav, just he made an order in the Meitav, but Ziburis is less. So mainly he will have to give Metaltalim. This is the din of the Rosh Hashanah. It's a pele that it's not written down. The Rosh doesn't feel less. The Rosh doesn't feel less. We're saying, the Nachlas Dovid says it best. When you read the Rosh, he didn't stand come, Ravune came to make an order in Rapope for Ravune. What did God? He made an order? The words of the Rosh, in the second I read the Rosh and the Rosh, didn't make an order. He uptight what they meant. You thought that they meant what the Muki Yosef thought. Call me le meitav. Everything, you have a mistake. Everything is meitav. So metaltalim is meitav. Everything is meitav. You have a mistake. It's not what he meant. Ravuna came to explain pshat and Rapope. Rapope came to say, you have to give good. You don't have to give to make money. You have to give good. What is good? Money or meitav. This is his words. Money or meitav. What they said called Mila Meitav, they meant like this. Avada, the answer and Stiras Apostle is Bedelesle, like the Gemara says by us. Bedelesle. So why they said called Mila Meitav? They had a kasha, you're right, that Bedelesle, he could give Shah Dvorim, but Chodsh have a small Meitav. Chodsh have a small Meitav. When you give Metaltalim, give the better inside. Sakta, the metaltalim, call me le meitav. Every one of them is made of clapping the other one of them. Of a metaltalim alein, a ziburis. A metaltalim alein is a ziburis. You wanted me to give the meitav shebe metaltalim. I'm telling you, no. Call me le meitav. All the metaltalim are meitav. Of a metaltalim alein, I wanted the ziburis. Because if he would not hold the ziburis and he would hear the Iker is to make money, so Iker to make money, try, if the Iker is to make money, so Avada, Metaltalim have to be even better than Karka. How Rav Huna could say Metaltalim is less? When Kiyosef says, if the Iker is to make money, give Metaltalim. And Rav Huna will say Lefi Derosh, no, first Karka, the order is less. Svaras Afuchas. He says this is the order, he says this is the order. The Teretz is, he never meant to say that it's made up. He meant klape. I think it's one line in the Rosh. The Rosh, and Simon Hay says, Umashelo posek rabinutam ki rapope veravune barei rabbi Yeshua dinu basroi. The sabah de loi pliga de ravune. Ve loi osu elo li shinuye rimuye de kro. לא יקש עוד יחסיב מיטב וכסיב כוח הנה אפילו סובים דילס לי מיטב סוד ואפילו יואב לי סובים מיטב הוא ואין צורך ליתן לי מיטב מטלטלים. This is the line. I will think that you can't give סובים, you have to give מיטב שבמטלטלים ואין עוד צורך ליתן לי מיטב שבמטלטלים. Not that was a sad. He's not coming to they didn't come to answer that this is made up. It's not made up. It's not made up. They only came to explain why Subin and not made up should be without them. What? Stiras Apsukim was that say Subin, though should you have to give made up? The answer is, and when you do Bedelesle, like the Gemara says by us, I, but Bedelesle, not just Bedelesle, he only has Subi. The person has a lot of Metaltalim, no one has only Subi. The third, so give Meitav Shem Metaltalim, and that they said, call me the Meitav. Ober Avada, Zibur is Subi before? Before Avuna, we didn't know that. We thought, this is what Avuna came to say. Yeah, this. No. There's two parts. The shaila is how he's learning pshat and rapport. So if he's going to Mishnah, if he's going to Mishnah, it's a shame. The vote is that he's not saying different from them. Say that. This is the ikar. Not the girsah, it's another part to change the girsah. That already is chidushim. We don't have to add that. The Rosh doesn't say that. We're just trying to explain that Ravuna was mechadesh, not the pshat. Everyone, you say over the Rosh, kilu, he said, order Rabbi Nutam is choylik, or he just changed the order. He didn't change the order. He says, oy kesef o meitav. This is his chiddush. The rest, the Gemara says, but the lesley. The man, it's not a spirit. This is the first chiddush. Let me gain out in the second chiddush. Rabbi Nutam goes and he says the second chiddush. Uba al choyv, he is le zuzi, lo imotzi le salkoi, elo be zuzi. So Rabbi Nutam is mechadesh in Baal Choyv, you have to give money. I want to ask you, l'fi Rabbi Nutam in Baal Choyv, you have to give money. Even when you have a karka of Beinonis? Even when you have a karka of Beinonis? Or not? L'fi Rabbi Nutam, you give money in Baal Choyv. Even when you have a karka of Beinonis? So it's machlekes achroinim. Some say it says in Shas Beinonis. But the pashtas, the loshon of Rabbi Nutam is even when you have a karka. I say it's mashma because in Ezokim he said kesef or meitav, and here he says kesef. So kesef comes before. V'iles leizuzi lo yoyma leizil trach v'zobin v'ayz izuzi k'neom ahosom. And the same thing lekech shemotzo. A person buys something and it's a mekach toes. So he asks us back for his money. If a guy has money, he has to give him back. I want to make this clear. Baal choyv, you have to pay me money and you can't pay nothing else if you have money. If I buy something and it's a mekach toes and I'm asking back for my money. So if he never spent the money, for sure he has to give it back to me. It's mine. But he spent the money, so he owes me money. While he owes me money, he has to give me money. Ad kan, the second chelik of Rabbi Nutam. And here I want to show you the Givaldi Gezach, Dor Sameach, and Chidush Reb Meir Simche, here in Masech de Bobi Kame, Ochus Yoyis, the same what we're going to say now, this Chidush. Zog Dor Meir Simche, what is the Pshat in Tesvis? Why the Baal Choyv has to give money? How you learn Pshat in Tesvis? Why in Baal Choyv he has a right to ask for money? Don't rush the answer. I'm asking why. I'm asking what you think. Why he has to give back money? What? So? Why he has to give back money? We have three reasons in Rabbi Seinu, and we'll have to see what is the reason that Tesis learned. One reason Rabbi Nuperet says, while I gave money, I have a right to get money. As a svor de raise, no longer slit. It's a pora aduma. The other svor will be the next one. This is the reason I'm saying. This is the pora aduma from Rabbi Nuperet. I gave money, I have a right. Someone says, Almosh, if I mazik money, why I don't have to pay money? So the achronim asked on that shot, this is a posher to say. I gave money, I have a schus to get back money. Who learns like that? Rabbeinu Peretz. Who else learns like that? Zok Tamil Rabbeinu Dam Teisvus. This is the reason when I bought something, it was a Mekach Toys, I have a right to ask back for my money. Why? What I gave you to buy? I gave money, so I have a right to get money. I gave money, I have a right to get money. If Chalipin will be different. Right? While I gave money, I have a right to ask for money. One pshat. The Shita Mekubetzes in Daf Memvov says, Atakona de Rabbonon. Shalitil al Delas. If people will pay back Choyves, You buy from someone money, you pay him, instead of selling things, you just buy money and you start to sell. You're stuck with 20 coats, you'll borrow $100 and give people coats. So no one wants to borrow money. Zogreb Meir Simcha. If that is the chat, so Beloikeach, it's not Shaykh. When I bought a Chayfetz, it's a Mekachtois, you can't say Shalitin al Delis. So it's Muchach in Tesis that he's not going with the Svar of Shalitin al Delis. It's Muchach in Tesis that the reason that you have to give back money is because you gave money. But if Tesis would learn Pshat, that the reason is Shalitin al Delis Bifnei Lovim, but if the reason is Shalitin al Delis Bifnei Lovim, if the reason Shalitin al Delis Bifnei Lovim, that is not Shaykh B'Mekach. If Taisa is saying a svara that I gave money, who adin beloikeach is the same svara. If it's different takonis, you can make different takonis. Taisa in Baba Basra, Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, says a third reason. Adaita de hochi ilvo. Why do you think I gave you money? Al das to get back money. I'll die to the Och, Ilvo. Zog Meir Simcha, it's not Shaykh B'Mekach. I gave you money, I was not planning to get back money, I was planning to back an item. Stop, nu svores. Again, the Alvo is the undene, anan sadi, the Alvo is when a person buys, he wants to buy the Chayfetz. If not, you're right, I'm wrong that it's a Mekach toys, but you can't say I died to the Och, it's not an Alvo. Maybe I'll explain better. I'll explain better. It's mamish klo. Again, lefitesis we saying as apora aduma. I gave money. I have a right for money. That is the svara. I gave money. I have a right to get back money. Meile b'mekach. I gave you $100 to buy a coat. If it's no coat, even if the money disappeared, you used it already. So b'etzim you're a ganev. But I gave money. I have to get money. If it's takonas hashuk, takonas shalitin al delis, it's not shaykh. Can't say takonas hashuk also. Most time it's not mekachtos. No one is buying a das mekachtos. The third reason is adaita de hochi ilvo. What is adaita de hochi ilvo? Kilo, I made a tnai that b'shas piro and you pay me money. When I buy a chayfetz, I'm not making a tnai what would be if it's mekachtos. No, it's not my mikvah. You're a ganav. You ate my money. No, it's veheishiv. And then the halacha is Yoshev Rabbi Zavul Shabbat Kesef Ulu Subin. So you don't have to give money. Again, we have a sugya that when I owe someone money, I don't have to give him money. Right? This is the yisayid of our sugya. Our yisayid of our sugya is when you owe money, you don't have to give back money. This is the yisayid. Meitav. And if you're a papa, you owe someone, you broke someone's window, you owe him money. You don't have to give him money. What's that? To go into the Avonas Advor. What is the Yisrael of our suit? I owe someone money. It's Nischadesh. You don't have to pay money. When you owe money, you can pay Kesef, Meitav, Kol Mila, Meitav. This is the Aloch of the Sugi. On Rabbi Nutam, you break someone's window and you bring him a talis. Shrek Mechazach. As anyway, you don't have to. Rabbi Nutan is mechadish that benezokim kesef or meida. The Baal Choyv, you have to give back money. Why you have to give back money? Again, we have to start. The yisayid is when I owe money, it's not a reason to give money. That is the yisayid of the sugya. You write that I owe you $100. I will give you shavu kesef ke kesef. After that, we have three reasons. So Rabbi Nutan says, I gave you money, give me money. The Rosh also says it kimat b'teichat vorim. He says, I have a right to ask him without him, she craved him the kesef. The guy doesn't want to spend it. I have a right to ask for money. The man is like this. If it's as I saw it, if I gave money, I have a right to ask for money. So that's how you saw it. So the thesis, I have a hu adin mekach. If I gave you money to buy a house, and in the end there's no house, what I gave? I gave money, I have a right for money. Now it's an umdenes. I gave money, I have a right to get money. This is the Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Talmid Rabbeinu Tam says that this is the Vechein in Teisvus. Shigam Shom Nosan Moetz. The Shita Mekubetzes b'shem Derivo says no. This halacha is a takana derabbanan mipnei takana salmal v'shloitin al des v'shnei lovim. Al tzlom this, when you give money, you can get back a piece of bread. This is the halacha. Zom Derivo. Takana derabbanan b'levat. They just don't say takana derabbanan. And if that, it's only an alvo is a takana derabbanan. In a regular case, it's not takana derabbanan. It's not takana derabbanan. The third reason, tzaddik beis. When I gave you money with the alvoy, kilo, I made a tznai. But if I give you alvoy 100, I want 500. Without the aloha of ribis, you have to give back 500. Right? I make a tznai. I'm giving you 500, I want 1,000. Without ribis, I give you alvoy, I can ask for double. I say, I want you to pay me back Sunday. You have to pay back Sunday. I want you to pay back in bills of 100. I don't want bills of 20. So you have to be back, bills of 100. So I made a tnai. When I'm giving you the money, I want this money back. Umdenev, every Baal Chayim, that is what he wants. Mashenkim, when a person doesn't make a chtoris, there's no shaykhis to umdenev. There's no shaykhis to umdenev. The umdenev is he wanted to buy the house. One second. Now the house is bought up, and you took his money. You're a ganev. So now you owe money. When you owe money, you don't pay money. When he made it you a tnai, you mechuy about the tnai. Here is no tnai. Azay zogr meir simcha, at kan the first chelik of meir simcha. Zogr meir simcha. So it comes out that we decided that our thesis that is medame to mekach, what do you call it mekach? That I bought a house and the house was above mekach toes, is only going to be the first mehalach. But Azay will go back at thesis. Look in thesis di bramasvil mishihirsi. Well, look at Tezus Amasim Meshiichs. Tezus asked the kasha in the end of Tezus. What is the case of the sugya of Meshiichs? In the sugya of Meshiichs, the sugya was punfakir. A person bought a karka, and the karka was chal. He can't change his mind, but he never paid yet. And he's begging the guy, I don't want, give me back my money. The halacha is he can't ask back for his money. Yotza lo asikim, eino yochol lachzor boi. Mishihirzik, eino yochol lachzor boi. So what is the first case? I bought a karka. I didn't pay, but I made a kinyan, and I want to change my mind. I can't change my mind. Frektesis, you don't have to change your mind. You bought a karka, you didn't pay. So what the guy wants now? Money. Give him the karka instead of the money. What? This is Tesis Tarots. This is Tesis Tarots. This is Tesis Tarots. We are Shloima. Kevin Chiyotzo Huzlu. You know, Kevin Chiyotzo Asikim. Ain't a Shabbat Moshe Yisra Asodet. But what was Tesis Kasha? Very good. But what was Tesis Kasha? Tesis Kasha is when I buy a karka and I didn't pay you and I change my mind. I can't change my mind because the kinyan is chas. I don't make achtos. Instead of paying you, let me to flip over the karka and to give it to you. Frek the goyen and ois gimel. Look at the goyen. Frek the goyen and ois gimel. Lefi rabinutam, Tesis kasha is not a kasha. When you owe money, you can't give back a karka. Right, now they're so close, the going doesn't start. You owe money. You bought a karka, you owe money. One second. You bought a karka, again, no mekach toys. Not I paid and it was the karka. I bought a karka from you, I owe you $1,000 for the karka. I made a kinyan, yotzo asokim, I want not to give you the money and to tell you take back the karka. They don't let me. I have to stick to my karka and give you $1,000. This is the sugya. Frank dictates for this, so instead of $1,000, I'll give you the karka. Vim toimar, leimel eshkol aruch mezuzach. Frank the goel, till the goel already asked the kasha. Frank the goel, lefi rabbeinu tam, how you could give the karka instead of money? How you could give the karka instead of money? Azay Frank the goel, how you could give the karka instead of money? He says, "Ve'ayin tesis bo b'metzir yudalad amud balef." Tesis bo b'metzir says that this kasha is not shvel if you rabbeinu tam. This kasha is not shvel if you rabbeinu tam. Tesis says, "In the case that there is no money, so the rabbeinu tam is made." אבל לא מגיעים לו שתי דין גויין. So the goyin is asking that לפי רבינו תם, I'm asking you שאלה, why לפי רבינו תם, לפי what we learn now, you can't pay the karka instead of the money. We'll start. If the reason is that I get money, I have to give back money. I never get money. I bought a karka. Where money I got? I bought a karka, and I owe you for the karka $1,000, so I'll give you the karka, my bayah. Where I got money? What is the case? I bought a karka, yotsu asukim, I want to give you the karka. Why I can't give you the karka if you have the time? So the way we're learning tastes by us, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, you for sure can give back the karka. Why be a reason not to give back the karka? So lechua the goyin, if you are tastes, the goyin doesn't start. I taste it, but Metzia said it. I will tell you, if he also has Beirim, it will make sense. Shalatila Delis, it also doesn't make sense. But the umdene is though. When a guy sells you a karka, what he wants? Back the karka or money? For what he sat with the broker for 10 hours? To give the karka to get money. Umdene, when I sell a karka, it's one thing I don't want, this karka. Maybe something else, yeah. When I sell your house, the only thing I don't want you to pay me back is the house. Because it's not why I sold it. Well, say, no. I want money. You can't break. You owe me money. It's not a tnai. It's a ischait. It's keneged the mekach money. So, but mitzian, but mebasra, it's the same tasteless. So, when it's a pele, when the goyen went and the goyen asked the kasha, stiras a tasteless, lechoy, it's wrong if you are tasteless. So, this is a mer simcha. Zonke Meir Sinus, all of the Dosa Matzahs Mekzor. We have three ways how to learn Rabbeinu Tam. Be'avon and Bruro, if you learn good, Avad and Be'avon and Rabbeinu Tam is Zuzah Yoiv, Zuzah Shokim. Again, I don't know exactly what it means. Not Umdeneh, not Takonah Rabbonon. It's a din. And this Tam Rabbeinu Tam says, this is the reason Teis is said by us, that Hu Adin B'mekach. Teis said Hu Adin B'mekach. If he dead, the Goyen's Kasha, Nishkin Kasha. You write that the Goyen was Mitzayin a Teisvus. What is Mitzayin a Teisvus? Teisvus is a Teisvus that says different reasons. What? Teisvus says, Umdene. When I gave Alvoy, I want back money. When I sell your house, Umdene, I want money. But the house I don't want back. Why I sold you the house? To get the house? Not to have the house for a week? There's no time that I sold you the house to have the house. So the Zelbe Umdene that I don't want the house. The Zelbe Umdene that I don't want the house. Why is the Zelbe Umdene that I don't want the house? But really, you have to give me money. So Te'ele Chanami. Teisus B'mitzia says it. But our Teisus, I'm just telling. So the Goyen didn't learn this. The Goyen was not Neuchus there. After it's so pshat, and then, you know, till the goyen shen frek the kasha, till the goyen frek shen the kasha, and the kasha doesn't start. Now, I'm not sure the last part of this.
Maybe Dafka over here. I saw the kaka without a sikkim. You want to give a kaka with a sikkim, and if you want to give a sikkim, then Taka give it back.
Dafka over here. Fakel go. I don't want the kaka. I want money. You want to give me a shvacha kaka that I was masking?
No.
I'm not asking on you. I'm speaking on the meicher. Not in the loikeach.
The
moicher is a tnai that he wants money. He doesn't want the karka.
If they wouldn't this, you can talk, they give it back. Not this.
Don't fuck out. I sell a karka. Why I sell you a karka? I want you to give it back to me, so why I sold it? I only sell a karka to get back money. Love is at the end of Tesfis. Upoyel. In less than a balabai zuzi, Omar lezil trach bezobin vaisi zuzi. Kenoma babais vaaliya den yochol loimaloi tolma shosiso beschol. And the poyel taisa says, you have a right to ask back for money. And the poyel, you have a right to ask back for money. Not only to ask for money, to tell him you have to sell. Now, the shayla is, what? Why in poyel? So Rashi but Metzia says, Valshteit Baltolin Tzchoroi, הרי שאמרו תוירו שלא יבואי לבייסוי בלא יסחורי. And if you're giving him something, he has to go and sell it and to make money. So the mele, you didn't pay him. The Rashba says that it's umdene de muchach, that when a person is working, his das is not that when he finishes, he has to go again to the street to work to sell the chayfets. So I'm saying, Avad is umdene that a poyel works, he wants money. Avad, the person works, he wants money. The person is not working because to get metaltalim. But the shaila is, what is the umdene? I'll explain. The umdene avad, when a person works, he wants to get money. Now, lemaisa, if shove kesef is kekesef, you got money. You got money. So the Rishonim say, but I will have to work again to get money. And I work to work once. Now that when I come home, I have to work a second time. Not to work a second time. I didn't want to work again. So we see again that the whole Yisoid, that all of the Shavu Kesef is called Kesef, is because you could take money out of it. If Shavu Kesef is called Kesef, you could just have umdan, I wanted money. But the Rishonim add, I worked already, but the money you're giving me now needs more work. I'm not working for you. I work to finish the money. Now that when I finish, I could work again to make more money. Masham Rishonim, that the aside of money is, I'm giving you something that is worth money. The mele is the umdana that the poyel wants. I'll die to the hochi, you didn't work. I'll die to the hochi, you didn't work. Well, I just want to start the Gemara that is Nogia to our sugya. The first three lines that are Nogia to our sugya. The other part I don't think will be maspik today. But the first three lines. Omar Avasi. Ksofi mareyem kikarka. Lema hilchase. Ilim ilinian meitav haynu deravune. And the Gemara goes weiter and weiter. Elo v'chein Omar Avasi. So what the Gemara says, Ksofi mareyem kikarka. Rashi says, ואפילו יש לו אידיס מסלק בכסף איבוי כסופים הרי הם כקרקע. Like in the next Gemara, לגבי אחים שחולקו, what is the yesod? That you don't have to give back the brother the קרקע, you could give him money. Here also, you don't have to give קרקע, you could give money. So Rav Asi was מחדש like Rav Huna, you don't have to give a קרקע, you could give money. You could give money, you don't have to give karka, you could give money. This is what Rav Asi was mechadosh. And we were mendaik already that Rashi state other money, other kesef, because Aliba de Ravuna take, the ikar is something good. Not the ikar is to make money. It's not shana gemara zay gishmak. Ksofim areyem ki karka. Ari lefitin muki yosef, karka areyu ki ksofim. Ari lefitin muki yosef, ksofim, metaltulim den karka. Ksofim areim kekarka? Karka areim kekesofim. This is Rapope. Ravuna holds the Yesoid of Meitav is good. The Chepse of Meitav is something good. While the Chepse of Meitav is something good, Ksofim areim kekarka. The only Shaila, and the Gemara says, V'chein Omar Avasi. The only Shaila is, and I don't know Pshat, how lefi the Goyen you are reinsetz this Gemara. The Goyen learn Pshat, Ksofim, then karka. And the chiddush of Rav Huna was ksofim and then karka. Here state ksofim areyem ke karka. And the Gemara says v'chein omar Rav Huna. Haynu Rav Huna. One piece the Goyen didn't finish. And don't tell me it's a hava minef. You learn the whole Gemara until the end. The Gemara is maskone. Yochai haynu de Rav Huna. Eime v'chein omar Rav Asi. Maskona said Gemara, Rav Asi said like Rav Huna, Ksofim areyem kekarka. Ksofim areyem kekarka? It's not true. Again, Lefi Rashi will explain. Rapopo holds taka that it's fakel. Karka arim kiksofim. Ravuna holds kiksofim arim kikarka. Fakel is made up. Kesef is also called made up. Is there a gishmak? But it's not like made up. Lufi Ravun. The goal is Ravuna came to say kiksofim is before made up and then made up.
Yes.
So, but that kiksofim kikarka. No, the point of the goal is to say the order. Kiksofim and then karka. This is the point. Where it says in Rav Asi that Chiddush? I want to explain something. Rav Asi, chutz from that, didn't say nothing. Don't tell me it works out. Works out is not enough. You have to have a Chiddush. And the Gemara tried the whole Suga Achim Shecholku, and she didn't manage. You know what? It's the Chiddush of Rav Asi is like Ravune. The Chiddush of Ravune is, Lefi the Goyen, money and then karka. Where it's written in Rav Asi. Rav
Asi. I would have made to say kesef, you know, shavu kesef, kesef is mamish. I think it's not like kaka, it's less than kesef.
Kesef, not shavu kesef. Sofi means money. Without a clock, Sofi means money. Sofi means elim shmir ala bekarka. Stop, means okay, yeah? I'm saying, if you're going, it's very shver. Now, lemaise, we have to see the sugi ba'achim shecholku, maybe over Shabbos. Aber Sunday will start the end of the Gemara. Omar Zeir, Omar Avuna, and Mitzvah at Shlish, the Sugi von Hidro Mitzvah. We have to do it today. Let's